We continue while learning the Nishmas Davi b'Menachem Yishtem Nicham Yaakov b'Pitachov Soliyo. We're in Avos Perigimel Mishnah Yud Ches. Rabbi Elazar Chisma Omer, Rabbi Elazar Chisma says, Kinin u'pischei nida hein hein gufei halachos. Let's begin with Kinim. Kinim, there's a whole Masechta. The last Masechta in Maseches in Seder Kodshim is called Kinim. Kinim refers, Kain is a nest. But we're speaking about cases where someone has to bring a korban of a bird, often two Torim or two B'nei Yonah. One is an Ola, one is a Chatas, and sometimes they can get mixed up. Then the sprinkling for the blood of the Ola is different than the Chatas, so that can complicate matters. Sometimes you have a case where you have two birds, one is a Chova, one is an obligatory korban, one is an Adava, one's a voluntary korban, and they get mixed up. That's also complicated. They fly out from one group and going to another group. Very, very complicated area of halacha, a whole Masechta which is devoted to these halachos, known as kinim. So kinim is one area which is gufei halachos, a very basic halachos, which are primary halachos and fundamental to Torah Sheba'al Peh. And he's distinguishing between the complexity of halacha versus the complexity of other areas of wisdom, which we'll see in a moment. What's another area of halacha which is complex? U'pischei nida. Also, very fundamental laws, the laws of a woman who's menstruating and the days that have to be counted, and how the veses kavua, veses einen kavua, is there a regular cycle or is it not a regular cycle? So those areas are certainly that I have halacha is very complicated. Pischei nida, pischei refers to when the period actually begins. So those areas, kin and pischei nida, hein hein gufei halachos, these are fundamental halachos in Torah Sheba'al Peh, as opposed to tekufos vigematrios are parpaos lachochma. As opposed to tekufos, which is astronomy, gematrios, which is, we usually say gematria is the value of certain letters, gematria in the Hebrew alphabet, but it can be gematria can refer to any type of calculations that we're making, that type of wisdom, mathematics, those are parpaos lachochma, these are parpaos, can either be referred to like they're to whet the appetite as an appetizer, or maybe they're considered dessert to have afterwards, but they are, and the baritunia here says, kamoha parpaos regilim lechol besofa se'uda lekinuach derech tanug, like you have the pleasure, you have dessert afterwards, when the meal is over. Kacha chochmos ha'elu mechabdos es ba'aleim be'enei habrios. What these do is, they certainly give you earn you respect in front of other people if you know them, but they're not fundamental at all to Torah. They're important, they may enhance Torah and understanding of Torah, but they are not the ikar Torah Sheba'al Peh for which we get schar. The Me'iri writes like this and teaches us what Rabbi Elazar Chisma had in mind. Niskavin Rabbi Elazar la hadrichas adam alimu. He came really to direct us, to give us proper guidance. Ramazal b'ktzara. And in this hint, really, very brief hint in this Mishnah, he came to teach us. She'ein ro'ilo lahikanes b'chochmos hativiyos v'elukiyos ad she'yimalei kreso basar v'yayin. What we need to do is before we enter into other areas of wisdom, we have to fill up our stomach with a basar nyayin, what we would call meat and potatoes, but meat and wine. Rotzel Omar, Chochmas HaTorah V'Talmud, Torah Sheba K'sav, Torah Sheba Peh. When we're done with that, then we can move on to other areas, mystical study, astronomy, etc. And he gave the examples of Kinim and Pischei Nida. Why did he choose those? There are many areas of Halacha, Torah Sheba Peh, which are complex also. And that's because Shehi B'Sidar Ma'achronim, because they are at the end of Shas. Kinim B'Sof Sev is the last Masechta of Seder Kodshim, which is the next Seder which we're going to learn together. V'nida b'sof ser taros. That's the last Masechta in Taros. Lomar, and what's his message? Sheroyo lo sheyilman tchila kol ha-Talmud. Mitchila v'atzof. That's what he means. Learn the whole Talmud, beginning to the end, including Kinim and Pischei Nida, and then you can talk about learning about Tekufos. That was the first one. Tekufos, gematrios, papos lechachma. So Tekufos, as we said, that's like astronomy. Is speaking about the cycle of the moon and the sun, etc., and gematrios as well, and cheshbon and mathematics and things like that. That you should do afterwards. V'achar yashlim atzmo b'chochmas haTalmud. Once you have filled yourself completed the wisdom of the Talmud, yaschil b'chochmas acharis. Then you can start the other areas of wisdom. Begin the fourth parak, parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Ben Zoma Omer. Who's Ben Zoma? So Ben Zoma's first name is Shimon. He's not called Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma because although he was a Roy Lohara, he reached the stage in terms of his Torah knowledge that he could give Piske Halacha, but he never got Smicha. So therefore he was never called Rebbe. And we call him by his father's name, Ben Zoma. He was learned in Medrash and Mikra and many areas of Halacha. And we may remember him from the Seder because we quote this Mishnah from the end of Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey at the Seder. Ben Zoma was the one who taught us. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, you know, I didn't see a source for the fact that I'm supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every night until Ben Zoma came along and told us that the pasuk says Kol Yemei Chayecha. Yemei Chayecha refers to the daytime. Kol Yemei Chayecha includes the evenings. I have to remember Yitzis Lamantis Kor, remember Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha. That was a teaching of a Ben Zoma. Now, this Mishnah really is referring to some words that we learn from Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Yirmiyahu teaches us in Perek Tes. We have this as one of the haftaros. Al yishalel chacham b'chachmaso. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. A chacham should not praise himself because of his wisdom. Al yishalel gibor hagibor b'gevroso. And a person who is strong should not praise himself because of his gevurah. Al yishalel hashir b'ashro. Nor should a person who is wealthy praise himself because he's wealthy. Kim zosi salam yishalel. What should we praise ourselves about? Haskel v'yadosi. People who are learned and knowledge of Hashem. Those are the types of. That's what Hashem says. Those are the praiseworthy people. Ki be'elach hafatzni ne'um Hashem. Which means Hashem wants his ava, hatzne alechas im elokecha. He wants modesty, he wants humility. That's what Hashem is interested in. So the fact that that pasuk speaks about chachma, it speaks about gevur, it speaks about osher with an ayin, wealth. So Ben Zoma is coming to tell us that in fact there are we can praise ourselves. There is a chachma and a gevur and osher that a person has the right to praise himself about, and because they're included in that phrase in Yirmiyahu haskel. It's about knowing Hashem. And that's what we'll see in the Mishnah. What is a real chacham? And for whom we have the right to praise, and a gibor, and an ashir. Ben Zoma Omer, Ezu chacham, who we say is fit to praise, halomin b'kol adam. This is where we have a person who's never embarrassed to learn from anybody else, who never feels that he's greater than everyone else, and it is b'kol adam, from anyone. I have something to learn from everyone. Bar Tanura says, mikol adam v'af b'shu katan mimen, even the person's younger or less knowledgeable, shekevan she'eno chasal kavo devolo minen raktam, since you have a person who's not holding himself at such high esteem that he can't learn from people who are less than he. So that becomes self-evident, is that if he's willing to learn from everybody, it must be that his chachma is really l'shem shamayim. It's not for any sense of haughtiness. So such a person, that's a real chacham, who's willing to learn from a kol adam, is that proves that the chachma that he has is really chachma for yiras shamayim purposes, is l'shem shamayim. So halomim b'kol adam shenemar pasuk in Tehillim kuf yud test. What's the proof text that if you halomim b'kol adam you're a real chacham? Mikol malam dai hiskalti. Because the pasuk here says that David HaMelech says, I've learned from mikol malam dai, everyone who's willing to teach me, even who are ketanim. I wasn't choshesh at all for my kavod. And you know what the pasuk ends with? Ki edvosecha sicha li, which means that edvosecha Hashem, it was all Hashem shamayim for your Torah. That's what I had in mind. All my sicha, all my conversation is with Torah, and that was for your purpose. And that's mikom alam dai hiskalti. That proves ki e devosecha sichali, that my talk in Torah is for the purposes of Hashem, l'shem shamayim, for His Torah, His edus. Then the Mishnah says, Ezu gibor. Ben Zoma continues, what's considered a gibor? Hakovesh Yisitro, one who conquers his inclination. He's a gibor who has the right to be mishalil in his gevura. Shenamar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei Tezayin, Tov Erech Apayim, mi gibor. So it says, person who has the self-control, doesn't get angry, doesn't have that temper, he's greater than a gibor. Bar Tanura says, he says the following, he says, V'chein Moshe Baruch Hu, That's the end of the pasuk. Tov erech hapaim migibor. An erech hapaim is better than a gibor. Umoshil berucho, one who has self control, literally rules over his spirit. Milo chedir is better than one who conquers a city. So he says like this. Says the Baratuno, tov erech hapaim haba mitzad agvura. Erech hapaim, the self control that person has not to get angry. That's coming through gvura. Shel kibosh hayetzah, the fact that he conquers the yetzahara. Lo mitzad rakus hateva. So that's not because he's just a soft person, because naturally he's not interested, doesn't get angry. No, that's not what we're talking. That's not gevura. Gevura is that it's his nature to get angry. And nonetheless, he exercises the self-control. That's a gibur. And the pasuk speaks about this moshil berucho melochedir. He says v'chein moshil berucho kishebami lochedir. He says you have a case where someone who comes to conquer a city. Mena melech shala achash shakavash soir. After his king conquers the city, uvol liyadon hanashem amoridimbo, and the people who rebelled against him come, Moshel Baruchov Ein Horgan. He takes control of his spirit, literally, and he doesn't kill them. So that's another example of a gibor. Person has that self-control from his anger in both of these cases. Ezehu Ashir, says the Mishnah, Hasamech Bechalko. Person who's an Ashir, who has the right to be mishallowed, to be praised, is one who is happy with his portion. What's the proof text of that? Shereimar Tehillim Kufchav Ches, Yigia Kapecha Kisochel Ashrechav Tovlachu. When will it be good for you? Yigia Kapecha Kisochel. Will you eat based on Yigia Kapayim? You work very hard. You're not trying at all to try to make money with whatever you're doing. You work hard, put in the effort, put in the time, you get your paycheck, and that's sufficient. And Ashrechav Tovlach, Ashrechav, the Mishnah says, Ashrechav, praiseworthy, it'll be good for you, happy, Bolamazeh. In this world, because you won't need anybody. You're working hard. You won't. You're lazy. You're making a living. You're not sitting back and being passive, not doing anything. You are. You're working hard with your palms, literally. But v'tov lach l'olam haba. Why the l'olam haba? Because the person is always interested in money, making more money, and is not satisfied with the giyak kapecha, and is not satisfied with his chelik, with his portion. So eventually, he's going to steal, become a thief, and then he'll lose the l'olam haba as well. But the one who is giyak kapecha, the one who samech b'chalko, ashrecha b'olam hazeh. And tov lach l'olam haba. Ezu mechubad. So we move on, and now after those first three midos, now we want to know who's considered one who's mechubad, who should be honored. Hamechaved es abrios. In fact, it's the one who honors others. Shnei amar pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis ki mechabdai achabed uvozaye kalu. This is actually Hashem talking, or it's a reference to Hashem talking in this poem, and that is that Hashem says, I am mechabed, those ki mechabdai achabed, those who are mechabed me, I'm mechabed them. So Kal vachomer should be true for Bnei Adam, because creatures were, people were created to be mechabed Hashem, and yet he's mechabed us. So certainly true for Basav Adam. Uvoza yekalu, and those who disgrace me yekalu, they will be light, literally, they'll be embarrassed on their own. So Bartanur says, what do you mean voza yekalu? He says, Labanu amenusanu social karuzbochu. You learn from this pasuk Hashem's humility. Lomar uvoza yakalel. Oh, you know, I will honor those who honor me, and those who disgrace me, so I will, I'll curse them. He doesn't say that. Elo yekalu miatzman. No, I'm not going to do anything to them, but yekalu, they will become light, they will become nothing, they'll become disgraced on their own. We see that Hashem is very makbid on the kavod of tzadikim, as we say, or that's a bartuner, ends with that, as we say, those who curse you, Hashem says, I will curse. That's obviously the promise to Avram Avinu.